2. The Basque Problem. There lived many brave men before Agamemnon, but all are overwhelmed in unending night, unmourned and unknown, because they lack a poet to give them immortality. Horace, Odes, 23 BC. When Basques first began appearing on the stage of recorded history, even before there was a name for them, they were observed acting like Basques, playing out the same roles that they have been playing ever since, defending their land and culture, making complex choices about the degree of independence that was needed to preserve their way of life, while looking to the rest of the world for commercial opportunities to ensure their prosperity. Long before the Romans gave the Basques a name, a great many people attempted to invade the mountains of what is now Basque land, and they all met with fierce resistance. The invaders were Indo-Europeans intending to move into the Iberian Peninsula. It seems to have been acceptable to the indigenous people that these invaders pass through on their path to the conquest of Iberia, but if they try to settle in these northern mountains, they would encounter a ferocious enemy. The rulers of Carthage, a Phoenician colony built on a choice harbor in present-day Tunisia, seem to have been the first to learn how to befriend these people. Carthage began about 800 BC as a port city. As its commercial power expanded in the Mediterranean, this city-state, with elected leaders and only a small population, increasingly relied on mercenaries to defend its interests. By the 3rd century BC, the Carthaginians had made their way up Iberia to Basque country, but they did not try to settle, colonize, or subjugate the inhabitants. Instead, they paid them. By this time, the Basques were the veterans of centuries of war and were valued as mercenaries throughout the Mediterranean. They had fought in Greece in the 4th century BC. In 240 BC, a conflict first over Sicily and then over Iberia led to a series of bitter wars between Carthage and Rome. Basque mercenaries fought for Carthage, the losing side, and are thought to have been part of Hannibal's legendary invasion of Italy in 260.